Okay, welcome everybody to Hebrew Club. It's really good to see everybody here on a beautiful day. I'm really thankful that you're all here. And welcome to a new quarter. For those of you who hadn't been with us before, we're going through some Psalms, specifically Psalms 30 through 40. And we are on Psalm 34 right now. When the quarter ended, we had gotten through verse 7. All right? And this is, notice a couple things about the Psalm. It's a Thanksgiving Psalm. It's one of the acrostics that you see. So you can see in your Masoretic text, they've made it really nice for you. The right-hand column kind of pointed out to you each letter. So notice that every verse starts with a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Very nice. All right. The acrostics achieve their goal sometimes in really good fashion. Sometimes there's lines missing, and sometimes there's lines switched and things like that. But notice you can see that this is kind of very nicely done, this one. All right? Also, I want you to see we're kind of making a little shift here. In the first seven verses, the focus was on I, the I of the speaker of the psalm. Remember the heading? This has a little historical note from 1 Samuel 21, when David changed his mind, his disposition, so that... remember, the king thought he was nuts, King Abimelech, and drove him out, and he went, so he saved his life, and he's giving thanks to God. So we're going to start with verse 8, okay? Chone malak Adonai saviv li-re'av va-yechaltzein. Chone, notice that is a simple call, participle, masculine, singular. All right, and the subject is the malak Yahweh. So the angel of the Lord... Chone, encamps. Alright. Saviv is an adverb, all around. Li re'av. Notice encamps all around. And then the lamed kind of functions as a direct object. Those who fear him. Notice that this is from Yareh, the root Yareh, and it is a participle. Stative participles look like the adjective parallel, all right? So, comets under the yud, ya, and then a tsere under the resh. So the plural is yereim, and then you get the vowel reductions when you add the suffix. So this is a plural participle. Those who fear him, used as a substantive, all right? Va yechaltzeim, and he delivers them. Notice the root chalatz. The conjugation is a nice... Anyone? Tell me what the...
It's a PL.
Good. It's a PL form. Notice a double middle root letter preceded by a short vowel from chalatz, and it means to deliver. Notice the syntax, too. You start out with a participle and then continue with a vav consecutive imperfect. And I translated it all as present tense because I'm assuming that he's giving a general truth description. This is how Yahweh... treats those who fear him, all right? And in English, we use present tense for that. It's not that unusual for participles to be followed by vav consecutive imperfects. Gazanius, for example, gives another number of examples when you're talking in terms of general truth or characteristic behavior, all right? Any questions about verse 8?
Could you review for that psychedelical symbol above the vav in Yahweh?
Oh, that's my favorite accent. That's that shalshalat, the lightning bolt. And it is more of a pause there. And so there's, rhetorically, it kind of adds a little more color or emphasis to that word. All right, yeah. Yeah, Malak Yahweh. Well, I mean, it's kind of showing you to kind of highlight that word. Yeah. Okay, anything else? All right, verse 9. Ta'amu u-re'u kitov Adonai. Ashrei ha-gever yechesebo. Okay, ta'amu. That is an imperative. Call imperative from ta'am. Notice that you had the noun up in verse 1, and here you have the verb to taste. To taste. And so it's ta'amu. Taste and re'u, another imperative. Taste and see. From ra'a, call imperative. Masculine plural, masculine plural. Taste and see, ki tov Yahweh. That Yahweh is good. Okay, so notice, first of all, the relationship between the two imperatives. Notice that the re'u is kind of the result of the ta'amu. Like if we would say, eat and live, right? Eat so that you might live. Eat and the result will be that you will live. So here, taste and you will see. See? But we would just translate the two imperatives. In other words, they're not taste and also see, right? I think you should understand the see as the resulting of the taste. It's like, taste this and you'll see that it's great, right? Notice that the key following a verb of perception is an object clause. Taste and see what? That Tov is Yahweh. That Yahweh is good. All right? Ashrei, notice it's a part, it's a plural form, and it's in construct. This particular word occurs only in the plural, even when you add suffixes to it. And it's kind of a frozen form, and usually, this is the first word in the psalm text, you know, Psalm 1, Ashrei, blessed is the man. And so it functions kind of it's usually understood as an exclamative. How fortunate the man. How blessed ha-gever, the man. Okay, this is a synonym with ish, sometimes thought to include the concept or the characteristic of a strong man or a vigorous man, all right, because gavar means to be strong. So how blessed the man. Now notice how you have the relative pronoun asher not here. Who, yechese, seeks refuge in him. That's a simple call imperfect from chasa, masculine singular. So taste and see that good is Adonai. How blessed the man who takes refuge in him. All right. Questions through 9? All right, verse 10. Yeru et Adonai kedoshav ki ein machsor li re'av. Okay, yeru. That's from the root yare, to be afraid or to fear. And this is another imperative, masculine plural, from yare. Okay, so it's fear the Lord, kedoshav, all his saints, or his saints. From kadosh, kedoshim, kedoshav. Okay, key, notice how this clause before with the key functions in a more causal sense. For there is no machsor, nothing lacking. All right, remember now again how you're forming the noun machsor from the root chet, Samek Resh Chaser, to lack, to be lacking. You add a mem to it and it becomes a noun. For nothing is lacking, Lireav, to those who fear him. Again, that's the same form as you have in verse 8, Lireav, those who fear him. Okay? Questions through 10. Everything good? All right. Kefirim Rashu Ve Ra'evu. That Dorshe Adonai lo yach seru kolto. Okay, kefirim, a simple noun, means young lions. Okay, Rashu. Now notice the form of that, because you don't know the root. And you might think, okay, is this from Rasha, a third hay? Another possibility is that it's a hollow root from Rush, right? You don't know. And the only way to know is to look it up. And it's actually a hollow verb, Rush. And it means to be poor or to be in want. Again, notice you see two root letters there. So you're looking for the missing root letter. And with the vocalic suffix u, it could have been the hay that dropped out, or it could be the middle root letter, like kamu, right? They rose. All right. So young lions are in want. Ve ra'evu, and hungry. Okay, ra'ev just means to be hungry. This simple call, vav plus perfect form. So young lions are in want and hungry. Vet dorshe, but those who seek Adonai, from darash, notice that that's a participle, masculine plural, from darash, to seek, and it's in construct. Those who seek Yahweh, lo yachseru, they will not lack. Okay, again, that is a call form, and is an imperfect. Okay, and it notice that the root, the machzor, in the verse above it, was taken from that root. So you can get two for the price of one here. Those who seek the Lord will not lack kol tov, any good thing. Okay. Questions through 11? All good? All right, verse 12. Lekubanim shimuli, yirat Adonai alam dekem. Leku is from our famous root, what? Halak. Notice you're getting from verse 9 on a whole bunch of imperatives starting, imperative, imperative, imperative. Here's another one. This is from Halak. It's a simple call imperative, masculine, plural. All right. So, come, banim, sons or children. Come, O children. Shimuli, listen to me. From, again, Shema, call imperative. Come, O children, listen to me. Yirat Adonai, the fear of the Lord, alamed kem. Okay, notice that that's from the root lamad, and what conjugation? Notice the doubled middle root letter preceded by a short vowel. Good. Piel. Piel imperfect. First common singular. The fear of the Lord, alamed kem, I will teach kem, you. Notice the plural. Second masculine plural form added to the imperfect. Okay? Verse 13. Mi ha'ish hechafetz chayim. Ohev yamim lirot tov. Who is the man? See, notice how ish and gever alternate here. Who is the man? Now, look at this form. Hechafetz. This is a chafetz is an adjective. It means to delight. I mean, the verb means to delight in. All right. What's the hay with segol doing under there? What is? How does anyone see how that functions?
Is it a definite article?
Good. It's a definite article.
Because it's in front of a guttural.
Good. Right. So since you have that chafetz, the chet with the comets under it, it's a definite article. Looks really strange. So who is the man who chafetz delights in? And notice here's. You could also parse the chafetz as a call participle, because to delight in or to be favorable towards has a stative meaning to it. So translate, who is the man who delights in chayim, in life? Pause. Ohev, another participle, note a simple call, who loves yamim, who loves days, lirot tov, to see the good. Okay? See, lirot is a call, infinitive construct from ra'ah. Remember those third hey verbs have that ot ending in the construct. So who is the man who delights in life, who loves days in order to see good? Okay? Questions on either 12 or 13? All right. Netzor leshonaka me ra, usefateka midaber mir ma. Netzor, again, notice that that is a call imperative. Masculine singular, like ketol, netzor, it means to guard. Guard leshonaka, your tongue from lashon, me ra, from evil. Guard your tongue from evil. Usefateka, and your lips, notice that that's from safa. And notice it that it is a plural noun, and I know that because of the yud that precedes the suffix ka. And your lips, all right, sefateka, and your lips, mihdaber, from speaking. This is a pl infinitive construct from davar, from speaking mirma, deceit. So guard your tongue. So here's the answer. Who is the man who delights in life, one who loves days in order to see good? Well, Netzor, guard your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking mirma, deceit. And again, that mirma, the root is rama, means to deceive. So mirma is a simple noun. Okay. Verse 15, then, here's another imperative. Sur me ra va'aseto bakesh shalom ve. Rod Fehu. Okay, look at the imperatives here. First of all, you have sur, Remember, the hollow verbs, the imperative builds off the imperfect. So you just take the prefix off from yasur or tasur, and you get sur. So turn meira, from evil. Va'aseh, another call imperative. And do tov, good. See the imperative, aseh, third hey. Bakesh, here's another pl imperative. Seek shalom. Verod fehu, and pursue it. What's the root there in rod fehu? Anyone see it?
Radaf.
Radaf, very good. Notice that when you add the suffix to an imperative like this, you have radof. When you add the suffix to it, you the collapse, the belly collapses of the O, radof, and you get the shva. And then you get that kamatz katuf under the first root letter. So it's rod fehu, and pursue it. Okay? Questions through 15? Very good. Verse 16. Enei Adonai el tzadikim ve'oznav el shavatam. All right. The eyes of the Lord are on. Notice el and al can sometimes alternate. And in English, we would say the eyes of the Lord are on the tzadikim, on the righteous. Ve'oznav, and his ears from ozen, and his ears are el on shavatam, their cry, from shav'ah, which means an outcry. Their ears are on their cry. All right. Now notice he goes from eyes to ears, and now he goes from to face in verse 17. Pnei Adonai be'ose ra. The face of the Lord is be'ose ra. Now, you don't know how to take that bait, right? Is it eyes of the Lord are on? Could be. Notice the next word is ose ra. That is a participle, call, plural, osim, and it's in construct. So you get that se re yud. And notice it is in construct with ra, doers of evil. So you could translate, the face of the Lord is on evildoers. All right? You could even translate, the face of the Lord is against, which is how most translations go, doers of evil, evildoers. Lehakrit, to destroy from the earth, zikram, or from the land, their memory. Lehakrit, everybody see the root from karat, to cut off. This is a hifil, infinitive construct. And so you get the hay in the front of it and the infixed yud. Lehakri. It's very regular. Right? Katal hak teal. To cut off from the land, zikram, their memory. From zeker, simple noun with the suffix. Okay. Verse 18. Za'aku varanai shamea. U mikol tzarotam hitzilam. Za'aku, they cry. Simple call, perfect, third common plural from za'ak. They cried out, and Yahweh shamea, heard. All right. Notice that the atnak under there, shamea, is in pause. And so you have that patak, the vowel actually changes to a long tzere, shamea. And from all zarotam, their troubles, from zara, plural noun, and from all their troubles, hitzilam, he delivers them. Notice that the root for hitzilam is? Yeah, natzal. Yeah, notice that this is a first nun verb. The dagesh, preceded by a short vowel, tells you that a letter has assimilated, that nun has assimilated. All right, so it's a hifil perfect with a third masculine plural suffix. So they cry and Yahweh hears, and from all their troubles he delivers them. Okay. Any questions on the Zadi line? We'll go on to Kof. Karov Adonai le nish bere le ve'et da'ke ruach yoshia. Okay, Karov, you guys actually had that in the beginning grammar. Near is Yahweh. Le nish be le. Okay, look at that form, le nish be. Okay, that's from what root?
Shabar.
And it, notice the nun preceding it tells you that that is a nice nifal form. So it's a nifal participle, plural, and it's in construct. Shavar means to break, so the nifal is passive to be broken. And notice then that it's a substantive, it's in construct with lev, to the broken of heart. So very woodenly, Yahweh is near to the broken of heart. To the heartbroken, we would probably say. And et dake is, an adjective that means crushed. And here, it's from daka, and this is the plural, again, a plural construct. See that sere yud. And then you have it, you know that this is the direct object because of the et. So crushed in ruach, the crushed of spirit. Yoshia, he saves. Hifil from Yasha. So near is the Lord to the broken of heart, and the crushed of ruach, the crushed in spirit, Yoshia, he saves. Okay? Questions through 19?
Would that broken of heart also be contrite heart?
Yeah. That's probably what it means. Those who are repentant, maybe, if you wanted to kind of get more theological about it, less. They're actually upset and sorry over their sins, and they realize their position before God, right? So the same thing with the, notice that it's synonyms. I mean, it's really nice, the broken of heart and crushed of spirit. Okay, it communicates very well to us the kind of person that the psalmist is describing, right? Verse 20. Rabot ra'ot tzadik u'mikulam yatzilenu Adonai. Rabot is many from Rava. Many are the ra'ot. Many are the troubles. Notice that since the adjective precedes the noun ra'ot, we would say that that's in the predicate position. So many are the troubles of the troubles of the tzaddik, righteous. Okay. U'mikulan, and from all of them, yatzilenu Yahweh. Yahweh delivers him. Yatzilenu. There's that word again from Natsal. Hifil imperfect. So many are the troubles of the tzaddik. But from all of them, Yahweh delivers him, and nu. And notice that there is an energic nun following that lamed that has been assimilated, which is why you get the dagesh in the nun, in yatzilenu. Okay? All right, we're almost done here. Shomer kol atzmotav, that's another participle. He guards all atzmotav, his bones, from etzem. Achat mehena, one from them, lo nishbara, will not be broken. Nishbara is again from a nifal from shavar. Not one of them is broken. Third feminine singular because bones singular. So he guards all his bones. Achat, that's feminine. One of them will not be broken. We would say not one of them will be broken or is broken. Nishbara. Okay.
Which one?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's a slight difference. I'm not going to break one of your bones.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, right. Versus all of them except one. That's a good point. I never thought of that.
Flight of stairs.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, real quick now. Temotate rasha ra'a. Okay, that temotate is from moot. Here's one of the famous polale forms. When you get those hollow roots, instead of forming PLs, they form polales. In other words, the last root letter of moot doubles. That's why you get that tet-tet there, all right? And the subject is Rasha, the wicked person. The wicked person, and so mut means to die. The polel imperfect means to kill. So the wicked will kill Ra'a, the evil one, Ra'a. Ve son e, and those who hate the righteous, the haters of the righteous, yesh ma'u, will be ashamed. This is from Asham, to be ashamed. Okay? And then finally, Poda Yahweh. Yahweh redeems. There's a nice participle call from Pada. Yahweh redeems the nefesh, the life of Avadav, his servants. Velo, then again, Yeh Shemu, Not will they be ashamed, all ha-chosim, who seek refuge in him. That's, again, a call participle from chasaf, to seek refuge. So Yahweh redeems the soul of his servants, and not will be ashamed any of those who seek refuge in him. Okay. We went through that very, very quickly.
Yes, we did.
But any questions? Okay. We can go more slowly or quickly as you guys have questions or want me to. All right? So you guys just let me know. And we'll do this again next week. All right? All right. Thank you guys very much.